Every Ovo Pro, a 4X on 63,000 litres inside a 9 million litre Pharma estate. The June 2026 Huvepharma release publishes a 4X capacity multiple and a 550% order multiple with no base for either. A base does exist, 63,000 litres in 2025, doubled at the start of 2026, but it was given to a trade interviewer, not The Wire. Here is what is on the record. From Life Mate Tech. On 15 June 2026, the Evry company announced an agreement that quadruples Evry production capacity for Ovo Pro, its precision fermented ovalbumin, and disclosed that in the first 4 months of 2026, it secured annual orders worth 550% of its total 2025 order volume. Neither number has a base in the release. The one base figure that exists anywhere, 63,000 litres of industrial fermentation in 2025, doubled at the start of 2026, appears not on The Wire but in a Green Queen interview, and even that describes the scale Evry was running at, not the scale the 4X is measured from. This is not a gotcha. Evry is one of the few precision fermentation companies actually shipping metric tons under a commercial supply relationship. But an operator evaluating Ovo Pro as a supply line needs to know which figures are disclosed quantities and which are ratios to undisclosed ones. What the release actually says. The primary text, identical on Business Wire and Evry.com, carries four quantitative claims. The agreement quadruples Evry production capacity, no starting volume, no ending volume, no time frame. Orders secured in the first 4 months of 2026 are worth 550% of its total 2025 order volume, no 2025 volume, no unit. Biovet AD's Bulgarian infrastructure boasts over 9,000 of installed fermentation capacity. And Evry is producing at steady state production, delivering metric tons to customers regularly, no tonnage, no period. The release also contradicts itself. Its subhead reads, after Evry grows annual orders by over 550%, growth by 550%, implying 6.5x, while the body says orders worth 550% of the 2025 volume, implying 5.5x. We use the body wording, which is more conservative and is what the interview-based coverage reproduced. Practical consequence: when a supplier hands you a multiple, the question is not of what, but of what, in what unit, over what period, and is the denominator the same instrument as the numerator? The base that exists. Green Queen's Anne Emridel, who interviewed CEO Arturo Elizondo for both the June and July pieces, reported the only hard capacity figure in the public record. In 2025, Evry was already producing several tons of its product at a 63,000-litre industrial scale with Huvepharma. It had already doubled its capacity at the start of 2026, with plans to further double it next year. Elizondo added operational detail no press release carried. Evry has manufactured with Huvepharma for 3 years, and the June expansion is in the same facility, not a new site. Ovo Pro was one of several products Huvepharma was producing in one of their Bulgaria sites. Now, the facility is transitioning to being fully dedicated to Evry across multiple fermenters. That reframes the deal. This is not new steel. It is the reallocation of an existing multi-product site to a single tenant, a real commitment from BioVet, and cheaper and faster than the alternative, since Elizondo notes wholly owned facilities are often plus $200 million and have multi-year lead times. But reallocation and expansion are different capital events, and the release does not separate them. The arithmetic stated as arithmetic. Stacking the disclosed figures gives a range, not an answer. If the 63,000-litre 2025 scale doubled at the start of 2026, Evry entered the year near 126,000 litres. A 4X from there is roughly 504,000 litres. A 4X from the 2025 base is roughly 252,000. Evry has not said which applies. Either figure lands at 2.8% to 5.6% of BioVet's stated 9 million litre estate. Even on the most generous reading, Ovo Pro occupies a low single-digit percentage of the host facility. Those 9 million litres are context about the landlord, not the tenant. Practical consequence: if a supplier cites a co-manufacturer's total installed litres, ask what fraction is contractually allocated to you and on what notice it can be reallocated. Estate size tells you about the CDMO balance sheet, not your supply security. The 550% is an order book. The 550% is the strongest commercial signal in the release, and the one most likely to be misread. It describes annual orders secured in 4 months against total 2,025 order volume. It is a book, not a shipment, not revenue. Elizondo told Green Queen where the volume goes. Fulfilling orders for Walmart and Target retail placement through our customers, as well as building inventory for larger launches planned for later in the year, with the bulk of the orders coming from existing customers supporting larger volumes of their existing SKUs, already featuring OVO Pro. Expansion inside an existing customer base beats a long tail of new logos because it means the ingredient survived a reorder decision. But an order book converts to revenue only if the capacity arrives and inventory build is not sell-through. Practical consequence: treat order book growth as a demand indicator and nothing more. Ask for the 2025 denominator in tons. Without it, the order multiple cannot be reconciled against the capacity multiple. The 9 million litres, and what kind of litres they are. The 9 million litre figure originates with Evry and Huvepharma, not an independent audit. Elizondo repeats it in his own voice. Huvepharma is one of the largest industrial fermentation players in the world, with over 9 million litres of installed fermentation capacity. Cultivated X adds that BioVet runs three Bulgarian sites, Peshtera, Razgrad and Botvgrad, with EU and US FDA GMP approvals. The European Investment Bank corroborates the estate's purpose. Project 20,160,727, BioVet Peshtera, was a roughly your 212 million build with your 125 million of EIB finance, classified under Annex Roman II of the EIA Directive, as an industrial facility for the production of pharmaceutical products. That is the design intent, on the record from the lender, which matters because of an argument GFI made with Integration Consulting in 2023. GFI identified 89 manufacturers, 48 in-house producers, and 41 food-exclusive CMOs, totaling roughly 16 million litres available to the fermentation-derived food protein industry, adding the 53 CMOs that make food-grade product, but also serve pharma and industrial customers, raises that by 250% to about 40 million litres. GFI then argues against its own upper bound. These categories typically involve manufacturing higher margin products, up to 70% profit margins for pharmaceuticals. This poses a challenge for fermentation-derived product manufacturers in terms of accessing these facilities, suggesting that the estimated functional capacity is much closer to the lower bound of 16 million litres. The white paper is specific about why. Pharma facilities are designed on pharmaceutical GMP, and end products are commonly produced at lower quantities than the volumes needed to drive down the cost of food production. Their control systems demand more operator supervision and input compared to fermentation-derived production, increasing OPEX. And because pharma GMP exposes high CAPEX equipment to high temperatures, corrosive chemicals and abrasive materials, companies are likely to utilize it for the entire life cycle and decommission once it is no longer usable. Set BioVet's 9 million litres against GFI's 60 million litre food certified figure, and the arithmetic is absurd on its face. One Bulgarian animal health group would hold 56% of the world's food fermentation capacity. It does not. Those litres sit in the class GFI deliberately excluded. What a food buyer needs is not the estate total, but the fermenters qualified, allocated and scheduled for food grade OVO Pro, which nobody has published. Practical consequence: when a CDMO installed litres are cited in a food context, ask three separate questions. How many hold food grade certification? How many are contractually allocated to this product? And what the scheduling priority is when a higher margin pharma order competes for the same train? What is disclosed and what is not? The article includes a four-column table of metric data here, which is easier to read on the page. Where the trade press disagreed: an unanchored figure degrades fast in transmission. Food Business News and Baking Business, both Soslan titles carrying Brook Just Reporting, state that BioVet's Peshtera site features more than 9,000 litres of fermentation capacity, a thousand-fold understatement, identical in both titles. Both also say Evry expects to nearly quadruple capacity where the release says quadruples, and neither mentions the 550% figure at all. What poultry? Com renders the order claim as worth more than 550% adding a qualifier the release body does not contain. Cultivated X and Green Queen reproduce the body wording exactly, and that is what we have used. The regulatory basis is the best documented item here. OvoPro's US clearance is the one part of this story with a complete public record, and it shows what full disclosure looks like. Keller and Heckman LLP filed GRAS Notice GRN001104 on behalf of Clara Foods Co., doing business as the Every Company, on 12 September 2022. FDA filed it on 2 March 2023, received amendments through September 2023, and closed it on 17 October 2023. With a no questions response. The subject is egg white protein produced by Comagatella faffii AC GSD 1235. Cleared as a substitute for hen egg white protein and whole eggs across baked goods, gluten-free bread, plant-based meat alternatives, egg noodles, cereals, scrambled egg formats, protein bars, dressings and shake mixes, plus use as a fining agent in wine and juice. It is cleared for neither infant formula nor anything under USDA jurisdiction. Two details matter. FDA describes the substance as a phosphoglycoprotein containing predominantly recombinant ovalbumin, equivalent to GAL-D2, with an N-terminal extension of 4 amino acids EIA, a more careful characterization than the pure ovalbumin protein used in the release and repeated across the trade press. And the notice carries workable specifications. Protein above 75% W/W, carbohydrate no more than 10%, fat below 0.4%, moisture no more than 10%, ash no more than 5%, lead no more than 0.1 mg per kilogram, salmonella absent in 25 grams. Allergen labeling is mandatory because the protein derives from egg. Practical consequence, the GRAS file, not the press release, is the document to request. It carries the specification band, the cleared use list and the exclusions, all enforceable. See formulating with fermentation-derived protein for how those specs drive inclusion decisions. Retail placement, Every is the ingredient, not the brand. The release cites national placement in Target and Walmart. Every sells no branded consumer product at either retailer. OvoPro sits inside customers' products, and product marketing director Corin Williams told Green Queen in February that many of the precision fermentation pioneers' customers keep the supply relationship confidential to maintain a competitive advantage. The one confirmed consumer-facing case is Healthier Comfort's animal-free egg white protein powder, which Every confirmed is 100% OvoPro, sold under the Healthier Comfort's brand, with no mention of Every on pack at launch. It is priced near $3 per oz against Healthier Comfort's conventional egg white powder at $2.85, and its pea protein at $1.36 that sits awkwardly beside Elizondo's claim that OvoPro is priced to be competitive with, or cheaper, than conventional battery-caged commodity eggs on a cost-in-use basis. Both can be true. Cost-in-use in a formulation is not shelf price for a single ingredient powder, but neither is evidence for the other. See our comparison of WPC-80 and fermented egg protein pricing. Practical consequence. National placement in Target and Walmart describes a customer's distribution, not the supplier's. Ask which SKUs at what inclusion rate and whether the listing is a full-year plan or a seasonal test. The counter-argument. 3 points cut against the framing above and none is weak. Commercial confidentiality is normal. A supplier publishing exact capacity hands competitors a targeting map and customers a negotiating lever. Most ingredient companies do not publish plant-level volumes. Holding Every to a standard incumbent egg processors do not meet would be inconsistent. A CDMO installed liters are a real asset, not a rhetorical flourish. BioVet's estate is EIB financed, EU and FDA GMP approved, and serves customers in more than 100 countries. GFI's own 2023 analysis found CMOs serving commercial, demo and lab scale on one site averaged 634,000 liters. BioVet is an order of magnitude above that, and that headroom is exactly what removes the multi-year lead time Elizondo calls the industry's bottleneck. And GFI's own position has moved. It's July 2026, a PAC report documents Chinese pharma manufacturers diversifying into novel foods as biosimilar competition erodes pharma margins, the exact mechanism the 2023 analysis said would keep pharma capacity closed. If that holds in Bulgaria as it appears to in China, the lower bound reasoning is dated. growth off a small base is still growth, and a 4x on 126,000 litres is a materially different business from a 4x on 63,000. What we could not establish. The base for the 4x, whether it runs from the 63,000 litre 2025 scale or the doubled early 2026 scale. Both readings fit the text, post-expansion capacity in litres or tonnes. Elizondo explicitly declined to give combined Huva Pharma plus ADM annual volumes in July, calling them under wraps. The 2025 order volume and the unit of the 550% tons, dollars or contracted annual run rate. What share of BioVet's 9 million litres is food grade certified and how many are allocated to OvoPro? The basis of the 9 million litre figure, we found no independent audit, filing or regulatory document stating it and Huva Pharma. Com could not be retrieved during this research. Whether the June expansion and the February double it again next year plan are the same event. ADM Clinton's OvoPro capacity and any completion date for the Bulgarian expansion. We searched the June and July 2026 releases on Business Wire and Evri. Com, the October 2025 Series D release, the February 2026 Healthier Comforts release, Food Business News, Baking Business, What Poultry, Cultivated X, Green Queen, the FDA Gras Notice Inventory, and the EIB Project Register. The 63,000-litre figure in the Green Queen interviews is the only capacity number we found.
What to watch?
Does ADM Clinton come online in 2027 with a published capacity? ADM has reporting obligations, Evri does not. If a litre or tonne figure for the Clinton line appears, it will likely come from ADM. Does Evri ever publish a 2025 order volume? A company that discloses a multiple and later its denominator is behaving consistently. One that never does has told you the denominator was small. Does the Bulgarian expansion get a completion announcement with a number attached? Watch H1 2027. A second multiple with no base would make this house style rather than a one-off. Does BioVet describe any part of its estate as food grade dedicated? Food grade quality at industrial volumes is a quality claim, not a certification claim. Does the Wongo Bio litigation produce discovery on capacity? The Delaware dispute is ongoing, and IP litigation between the only two companies with US clearance for precision fermented egg protein is a plausible route to figures neither would publish voluntarily. Does GFI refresh the 60 million litre census? A new count would settle whether estates like BioVet's belong in the food column. Our fermentation capacity map tracks disclosed figures as they land. The Perfect Day Baruch case is the closest comparable. A plant 4 years into announcement with no published capacity at all.